It's a phrase I've heard my whole life. Webb Wilder put it to music. Rough and tumble guy. He's here on 650 AM WSM. Good morning, Webb. On your way to City Winery next Friday night, huh?
Good morning, Bill. Yeah, that's right. Here in Nashville.
Those of you who were driving down Bridal Parkway a little bit earlier recognized Webb going, well, wait a minute. He's past the exit that leads to the radio station. I don't know where he's going. I don't know what's going on in Donaldson or Hermitage that he needs to take care of before he goes to the studio. But apparently, no. There's nothing going on there. He just missed his exit.
I did. And what's funny is that it was a real example of your eyes are on the road, because my peripheral vision should have seen the incredible, you know, Shopri land and all this stuff that tells you you're there, you know, at the Opry Land Hotel. And I just, and I couldn't wait to tell you this story, though. I was listening to you and Stephanie talk about the bison. So you actually purchased some bison?
No, I that's what I hope to do one day. I've always wanted, but I don't have the time. I mean, it takes some time.
You got to have a hell of a fence.
And yes, you do. Me. And we were talking about that off the air, and I was out doing research. I go to different ranches across the country and around the country, see how different guys do their, you know, husband and wife teams. And some guys, it's a father and son team. And I've just always, since childhood, maybe it was the cowboy movies as a kid growing up, but something, somewhere, almost as if it's genetic, has been in there since I can remember having thoughts of wanting to raise bison.
Well, wow. You know, I share your love of Westerns and cowboys and all that stuff, but I never zeroed in on the bison so much. But check this out. As you know, being an electrifying artist, I'm in touch with most electrifying artists out there. And this phone, I got the ringer turned off. You know, it could ring. It could be Vince Gill. It could be Keith Richards. It could be you know, Justin Bieber. Well, just such a thing happened one day. I was at home, and my good friend Jason Ringenberg, Farmer Jason, called, you know.
Jason and the Scorchers.
Right. Well, you know, when he has a tremendous career as farmer. Well, a guy that looks a lot like him has a tremendous career in children's music.
And he's done both on this show, actually.
There you go.
Both versions of himself.
Farmer Jason. And so he called me up, and he said, I want you to be, I'm on a few of those Farmer Jason albums. He said, I want you to be on this album. I said, great, I'm looking forward to it. And he said, do you know the difference between buffalo and bison? And I said, well, there's really no difference. But as a matter of fact, I know a little bit about it. You know, I said there were two distinct species of bison. You know, Sherman not only burned the South, he tried to exterminate you know, the bison, and there were the plains bison, and there were the woods bison, and they got so dwindled that when they bred them back up, they had to combine them, you know, so there's no two distinct species now. And he goes, well, I want you to write a poem about that. I said, okay, fine. And I hung up the phone and wrote it. And it's on that record, but we also sang his song, Dyson the Bison. And there's you go to YouTube, you'll find the video.
And I remember I'd forgotten about you performing that until this moment in time, because when it came in, what's that been, 4 or 5 years ago?
It's been a while, yeah.
And when that came in, that's the first cut on there. When I saw that, I received it from Jason. I thought, there's a song on here about a bison. I got to hear it. And I looked, I said, it's Webb Wilder singing it. Charlie Mattos has found it over there, Mr. Magic Fingers.
Magic Fingers, that's...
Oh, Dyson the Bison, a giant buffalo, charging through the prairie or plowing through the snow. Oh, Dyson the Bison, king of all the plains, let us raise a cheer and holler out his name.
That is Webb Wilder, the last of the full-grown men, is here on 650 AM WSM. Now, there is a great advertisement. Have you ever seen, you know, Dyson vacuum cleaners?
Right.
Very popular now.
Right.
And it's the best. There is a bison in the living room lying down on the rug in the middle of the floor in the living room.
I've not seen that one.
And it's the husband saying to the wife, or the wife to the husband, I can't remember, but the quote is, I said... a new Dyson.
How great for Farmer Jason.
Yeah. I said a new Dyson. And this bison has kind of got his head cocked around, just like you would if you're in the middle of a pasture somewhere. So I'm just like, what's the deal? Just trying to get a nap here. We'll take a break and come back, get you ready for Webb at the City Winery next Friday night. WebWilder.com on the web, and we will also find out where he's going to be as people listen to us across the country and watch this morning on Heartland Television. So I think Heartland is new since you were
that here is new, yeah.
In studio.
You never know as who will phone on Webb's, who will show up on Webb's iPhone. You also never know who will show up outside our studio window. While they are playing the British Open at Royal Troon in Scotland, all of Scotland has come to the Opryland Hotel here, the Gaylord Opryland Resort and Convention Center, hand-reading the sign written in Sharpie. Say hello to my friend Claire, her 40th birthday. We came all the way from Scotland.
Upside
so.
Down.
Yeah, Webb is now pointing out, your sign is upside down.
Yes.
Right in the studio.
Yeah.
So there you have it. You were able to...
I was able to... Yeah.
Well, that's very good.
Yes. So.
I was there not long ago.
You were in Scotland?
Scotland. Maybe not her town, but yeah. I was... wherever they imprisoned Mary, Queen of Scots, we rode the boat out to that island. It's called Loch Leven, that loch.
Uh-huh.
And Loch Leven Castle, whatever town is there, that's where we were.
And you just... Did you tour the whole
She's
country?
Freaking out. Is that where you're from? Beautiful. It's beautiful around there. Yeah.
I thought she was saying, I know her, Mary Queen of Scots. I know her.
Mary Queen of Scots, great Scot.
That is the that's the best accent ever.
Oh, and the Scots, there was this little girl. There was
when they got
little
it really, really thick, it's just the best.
On the boat, and she had it. And
yeah.
To hear a child speak like that's really special.
Yeah.
It was special, yeah.
Yes. Well, hang on. We'll come say hi in just a moment. It's 28 minutes after 9 on 650 AM WSM. Webb Wilder continues in a moment. Your Made in Tennessee summertime getaway starts at TNTrailsAndByways.com. Charlie Mattos. So listen, depending on the trail you choose, we have 5 national scenic highways in Tennessee. We have 16 trails. We have a playlist that goes with them. A playlist that goes with them, you say. We have app downloads. We have maps you can hold in your hand. We have musical accompaniment.
This situation is driving me insane. Somebody touch my coat and hat and hand me my walking chain.
Travel now.
Gotta put on my traveling shoes.
Everybody sing. Nothing goes with the road trip like Elvin Bishop singing Traveling Shoes. TNTrailsAndByways.com. So where are we traveling today, Hawk?
I am on the Rocky Top app. If you go to the App Store if you're an iPhone user, or the Google Play if you prefer the Android format, all the trails have their own specific app. They will have dozens and dozens of points of interest, and some are probably places you already had planned on going on, but I bet you a bunch of them are like, oh man, I hadn't thought about that. Look at that. That looks really cool. And you can bracket your trip by what you want to see. If you want to do Civil War things, you can search for that specifically. Food and beverage, there are a lot of good wineries and distilleries. churches, oh, are and cemeteries.
Are we just
going
to drink on this trip, or are you going to allow me to stop and get a bite to eat?
Well, how about we stop by Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies? I've heard that's really good up there. I've never actually been there, but I've heard that one's really, really good. And then, oh, this looks really good. This sounds like something you would enjoy. Stop at this historic 1807 structure on the Arrowmont campus for a glimpse into the past, the Martha Jane Husky Ogle Cabin. Oh, it looks really cool. Jackson would get a kick out of that, I think.
Well, at least it's not a church or a cemetery, as we usually wind up on these trails when I ride with you.
Oh, the old Smoky Distillery.
Hey, Bill, there's the cemetery. Let's go see who's in there.
I must say, I like old cemeteries. I really do. And there's quite a few.
You'll get your chance one day.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I mean, not with me in them.
Webb Wilder just had the line. What was that?
There's no checkout time.
Just do this. Come on now. Help me.
Somebody touch my coat and hat and hand me my walking pants.
Alvin Bishop.
Gotta put on my traveling shoes.
And you can do that by logging on to tntrailsandbyways.com. Follow those brand signs. The perfect summer adventure made in Tennessee.
Bill Cody. He's slightly less famous than his mama Helen.
Don't take much to make me happy.
650 AM WSF.
Well, I was feeling pretty good about my traveling shoes and Elvin Bishop selection for our TennesseeTrailsAndByways.com until Webb Wilder sat down. And, you know, he was dropping names a little earlier about who could call at any moment on his cell phone. I mean, he's got all these celebrity hookups.
Could call.
So far, they haven't.
Yeah,
just
right.
Wanted to point that out.
Right.
But then he says, well, you know where I've been since I saw you last? I said, well, we last left off with Scotland. So go ahead.
Ken Ross. Yeah.
Okay. Because she said Linlithgow is where she thought.
Which must be like right there at it or something. Yeah, yeah. We went to Kendal in the north of England, which was great. Lots of places. But yeah, been there and England and someone whispering Bob Harris on the BBC in London.
That was great. I love Bob.
Yeah, me too.
Had the opportunity to meet him over the years several times and coming and going.
Yeah, he comes here a lot. Yeah. He'll probably be here this fall. And we did one show in Sweden. We had done, those were all solo acoustic shows. And I did trio shows in Spain just prior to that. And wow, that was a great thing. We did 10 shows in 10 cities in 11 days in Spain.
How do people know Webb Wilder in Europe?
Well, they do and they don't. Some, you know, I'm loved by dozens, Bill. And
it takes a few dozen, you got a packed house.
Yeah, so
right?
Some of the ones who know about you come, and some of the ones who don't, hopefully someone is promoting the show and they come out of curiosity. They're very open, especially in Spain. What really touched me to try something new, what really touched me in England was that I hadn't been there for, my fans said, 26 years, and they were there for me. And they were like, we kept hoping you'd come back. You know, and what I think it was is that we did this tour all over the UK in 89 with the Georgia Satellites.
Oh, yeah.
And we made a lot of fans. And in their major label wisdom, the next record company didn't release that record in Europe, which was actually bigger where they did than the, you know, previous one. And the rest is not history, as they say.
Did not make history, yeah. I guess. Is it modern? Or
I say modern, but, you know.
Mississippi modern.
You got to wonder when that word may or may not have been in vogue, how they did say it, modern or modern, you know?
Yeah. What you got in that guitar you want to do live for these people this morning?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. I'm not sure what I've done on the show before, but I'll do what I planned on doing today. There's a song on this album called If It Ain't Broke, Don't Fix It.
All right.
And I started writing it with Patrick Sweeney, and we almost brought it home. And then we brought John Hadley in on the song, and it became a three-way. And and the next thing you know, I recorded it with the guys in the band, and it's on the album, and we have a lot of fun doing it.
And you're going to do it acoustic for us this morning. All right. Here's Webb Wilder, everybody. The web address is webwilder.com. City Winery on the 22nd, Friday the 22nd. And we'll tell you some other spots as you listen around the country this morning in South Carolina and Virginia and Pennsylvania, where he's going to be in the days ahead.
There Webb? You go.
Don't fix it, that's no joke, admit it. Well, I got you this far, stick with it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Now you drive an old car with a junkyard hood, but it's all paid for and it runs real good. Why you wanna trade it, get you where you wanna go. If you get yourself a new one, where you gonna find the dough? Now, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's no joke. Admit it. Hey, it got you this far. Stick with it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Now listen, don't go to the doctor just because you don't feel good. He'll get you a prescription for a pill. You only had a symptom, now you got a side effect. You think you feel bad now, just wait. Oh, wait. Wait till you get the bill. Woo! Is the life you love to lead. You got a little family and a baby on your knee. Well, look out, here comes trouble in a short skirt up the street. Forbidden fruit is tempting, but that don't make it sweet. Now, if it ain't broke, whoo, don't fix it, man. That's no joke. Admit it, yeah. Hey, it got you this far. Stick with it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Yeah, now, if it ain't broke, whoo, don't fix it, y'all. That's no joke. Admit it. It got you this far. Stick with it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Don't you dare repair. Shut up that toolbox. Ain't nothing broke around here. Ooh, what color is that hood? Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. A lot of miles left in that thing. Lord have mercy. Stick with it. You bound to get it.
That's Web Wilder live on 650 AM WSM. WSMonline.com. App download to your smartphone and border to border, coast to coast on Heartland Television as you watch this morning. You all over that guitar. What was the first song you learned as a little bit boy of Mississippi growing up on the guitar?
What a great question, because you're going to love the answer. There was a guy named John Clark who was a high school garage band lead guitar player. And his daddy was Judge somebody Clark. And his uncle was Randolph Clark, who drove a Rice's potato chip truck. And he was a friend of my dad's, who was also named Webb. And anyway, I would go over to John Clark's house when I was 12 years old with my Silvertone plywood painted on flame, sunburst pick guard screwed to the top guitar, and give him a dollar. And he'd write down words to songs I might kind of know and the chord change over it and show me the chord change in the Mel Bay book. If you forget it, that's how you make it. And so I was giving Tom Dooley hell. It's got two chords. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Yeah. And so then I'm like, boy, I'm off to the races. I'm digging this, you know. So naturally, getting the cart ahead of the horse, I told my father, I want an electric guitar. He goes, well, you can't even play Tom Dooley yet. And I said, well, I want an electric guitar. And he said, well, you can't even play a manual one yet.
Manual. I've never, never heard that. A manual guitar.
He was a great man, but he was not a musician.
Oh, my. Tom Dooley. I want to do something off the album. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up. All right. It's an old Charlie Rich song. Goes back to like 1960 that you put on 61. This. 61. Yeah. Who will the next fool be? We'll do that right after the break and wrap up our visit with the great Webb Wilder.
Twice the music. And gluten-free.
Get out of here.
It's Bill Cody in the morning on 650 AM WSM. Now, back to Coffee, Country, and Cody on 650 AM WSM.
Rid of me. Who will the next fool be? I to know about the woman I love so. After all is said and done, I know you wouldn't be satisfied with anyone. Next fool be. Will he believe all those lies? Wind up with tears in his eyes. I know. I'd like to be the one to tell him so. Oh, oh, oh. After all is said and done, I know you wouldn't be satisfied with anyone. After you get rid of me, who will the next fool be?
Inspired, but I got the blues. Who will the next fool be? Webb Wilder. It's on Mississippi Modern or Modern. And see, he got the idea from an old Arkansas boy about 1961 or so. He was on Sun Records. And it sounds like this, right?
After all is said and done, you won't be satisfied with anyone. So
Charlie Rich doing Who Will the Next Fool Be?
What an impossible to pin down artist. He was blues, he was pop, he was country, he was jazz, he was all of it.
An extraordinary musician, too. I think that was often overlooked, is how great he was as a piano player.
Yeah.
Even though he asked Pig Robbins to play the intro on Behind Closed Doors. I always thought that was the oddest thing.
His last album, I think, may be out of print, but if you can ever find a used copy or something, it's called Pictures and Paintings. Great.
Yeah.
The last one he did.
Webb Wilder on Friday the 22nd. That's a week from tonight. He'll be at the City Winery. Your first time to play there?
First time, yeah.
How about that?
And I've been down there to see some other electrifying artists and kind of case the joint, you know.
I think we were celebrating the Web Wilder International Fan Club
Webfest
exhibition at the Exit Inn, were we not?
Right.
That was the last time you were here.
It was the first time. It was the 10th anniversary of Webfest, and I still look at Mississippi Moderna as a new album because it's not quite a year old, but it was really new. It had just come out or was just about to. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time we'd done Webfest in Nashville, and it was kind of great to get back to the Exit Inn where we had recorded half of my first album about 30 years ago this year. And we're going back to do Webfest 11 on November 12th.
How about that? Well, you're going to Columbia, South Carolina on Saturday the 23rd. You'll be in Rocky Mount, Virginia on August the 12th. August 13th, you're going to be in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And then you're back at Puckett's Grocery. People want to see you soon. I know you'll be there toward the end of the summer, August 27th. That date is up. And others, if you'll simply go to Web Wilder, the last of the full-grown men, webwilder.com. Say that thing you always say.
It's the Web Wilder credo, and I brought you a copy of the poster, which is available to the members of the loving public at webwilder.com. And it is work hard, rock hard, eat hard, sleep hard, grow big, wear glasses if you need them.
Coffee, Country, and Cody will be right back on 650 AM WSM.